Well, I am doing my best, Andrew, that's for sure.
How long now have you been involved with Maryborough Harness Racing Club?
Okay, so before I retired, it was 20 years, so I've been back another a year since I had 1 year off, so 21 years I've been here.
Well, the reason I said that was because they did have a new manager. It didn't work out. And I remember I spoke to you on the phone for an interview many months ago, and you said, I'm just back filling in for a few weeks, and that's why you're still there. So,
I love this place, Andrew.
You do. Now, really unlucky, I guess, where these features have fallen for you on the calendar. I say that because I've done so many interviews in recent weeks with race clubs across all the codes, and right now, thoroughbred meetings and harness and greyhounds, no one on track. You got Maryborough Cup as we speak on RSN this Sunday, and then, of course, we're a few weeks away from the big Redwood Day. So, gee, unlucky that this wasn't, say, a month from now. It might be different.
Yes, we've exhausted every possible avenue possible, Andrew, to try and get a few people on course. But, you know, the regulations are in place and they look like not being moved until about the 5th of November. So, unfortunately, we fall outside that timeline. And even then, there'd be no guarantee we'd be able to get people back straight away. So we've just got to do the best with what we can and provide, you know, good track and plenty of entertainment for people who watch on Sky and on Trot's Vision.
So did Redwood last year went ahead with no one there? Or
it did, yes.
Right,
yes,
and yes. Likewise this cup meeting we're talking about as well?
Yes, true, yeah.
Wow.
So there was no, last year there we didn't conduct any cups.
Okay, so it's been 2 years since someone was there for a big feature at your club?
That's correct.
So that means things that coincide with the Redwood normally, like the gathering, the dance, the sales and stuff and all that, that all just falls by the wayside because people won't be there or can...
Exactly, yeah. Right. We can't have any entertainment like on the Saturday night like we hope. But we've got our fingers crossed now. We're looking forward to 2022 and... we're really hoping that in the next few months we'll find our way out, yeah.
What do you think of your trotting cup? And, of course, your pacing cup you refer to as the Gold Cup, don't you?
We do, yeah. The pacing cup, the local Bendigo Bank or Community Bank branches sponsor our Pacers Cup, our Gold Cup. And this year the TAB are sponsoring the Maryborough Trotters Cup.
Terrific. And how are things in general at your club? You had a meeting the other day, but I wasn't on air, so giving you a call about the cup. But how have things been going generally? Any other news around Maryborough Harness at all?
Well, generally speaking, our meetings have been really good. And that's, the disappointing part is that, you know, our members can't get to the track, our sponsors can't get to the track. I must say, with our sponsors, especially for Redwood Day, it's just amazing. It matters not. They just want to be part of the day. And they've all responded, well, magnificently now for 2 years to provide, you know, rewards to winning owners and trainers and drivers. So that's the heartwarming thing about Redwood, Andrew, is the fact that it's so deep-seated in the trotting fraternity that, everybody just wants to be here or wants to support it.
That is a good point, and look, it's so established, I guess some people would say that's no surprise, but it's one thing to have your sponsors stand behind you last year, and we say, well, that was just COVID, it was a one-year thing, we'll be back to normal a year later, but here we are a second year, and they're standing by you, which is even more testament.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And, you know, we've received really good support for our both of our cups on Sunday, so... you know, they're both a really strong full field. So we're looking for a great day's racing. We recently had the base of our track rejuvenated and it's produced a slashing racing service now. So, you know, drivers are continually complimenting the club on the state of their track. So that's another positive for us in the last few months.
Good to chat to you. Great to see you're still there, and we'll speak to you in a few weeks. We'll have a chat before Redwood Day, but I hope the meeting goes well, and thanks for taking the call, Les.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for your interest, Andrew.